Last week, all of the school children of our wonderful Notre Dame school went on a field trip to the stock show. Some had never been there before. It was a new experience for many and a great experience for all. One of the experiences that one has when one enters into many of the arenas of the Colosseum complex is that of an aroma. Ooh, a new experience at all. But it's a great aroma because it leads to the possibility of fertilizer. In fact, we talked last Thursday at our Bible study with the children about the two types of fertilizer there are. Do you know what those are? The first type of fertilizer is organic fertilizer, natural fertilizer, maybe even poop in any case. The Native Americans taught us this reality of organic fertilizer. Remember, our pilgrim ancestors were starving to death, and the Native Americans taught them how to grow crops in this new land and fertilize those crops with fish that were dying and dead in the soil of the earth. Organic fertilizer. The other fertilizer is, of course, chemical fertilizer, where scientists can put together various chemicals, and when those are watered and they open up, they release various minerals and vitamins and all sorts of things that strengthen the plant to grow, to be better and taller and stronger. So, what does that have to do with today's gospel? Well, I'll tell you. So open your Bibles. Thank you for always bringing your Bibles to Catholic worship. To not know the Bible, as St. Jerome says, is to not know Jesus Christ. And in some real way, that's at the key of today's passage. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. The story opens, and this is the context as you look about it, that we are in Jesus' very first week of his public ministry. So St. Mark wants us to understand what Jesus is doing this first week of his ministry, because this is what he'll be doing for 3 years until he dies on the cross and rises to new life. And in particular this day, because these events happen in a synagogue. They happen in the church of the time, if you will. And that's key to understanding Jesus' ministry and why we are here in the church. So the story opens that on the synagogue in Capernaum, Jesus' hometown, they entered a synagogue and what? And he taught them. The very first thing that Jesus does in his ministry is to teach the people. And we have to focus on that a bit, to teach the people. If you look a little further, he doesn't command the people. He commands the evil one. He teaches his people. And that's what Jesus is about. But it tells us even more specifically that Jesus taught with authority. And the people were amazed at this because he did not teach like the scribes. So, in other words, the scribes did not teach with authority. What's the difference? If we were to go back to the original Greek and add a definition to the word authority here, we could read the passage as this. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having fertilizer, and not like their scribes, having fertilizer. How did the scribes teach? The scribes taught the Torah, the law of Moses. In other words, the scribes taught what to do and what to not do. Just like a parent might command a child, don't do this, do that, go make your bed up, don't cross the street between cars. What to do and not to do. But Jesus taught with fertilizer. Jesus taught not what to do or to not do, not that that wasn't important, but Jesus taught who to be and who to become. Who to be and who to become. Huge difference between the two. So we might do things or not do things because someone commands us, but that doesn't mean that we are someone or become someone otherwise. And so what the people understood and saw in Jesus' teaching is that he was teaching them how to become, how to be, how to become, how to be what? How to become, how to be more human. So many people don't even want to be human. That's the whole goal of life, though, isn't it? To be more human until the day we die. And then what happens on the day we die? We become Christ. We become Christ. So Jesus came in the first measure to teach us how to be more human, and in being more human, to become Christ, who became human. God became man so that man could become God, as St. Irenaeus says. Wow, that's wonderful. The more human we become, the more divine we become. And who wouldn't want to become more divine? Who wouldn't want to become more human, therefore? And Jesus teaches. He doesn't command the people. The Christian faith is not imposed upon us. You have to do this. You can't do that. You have to believe this. You can't believe that. No. We are free. We are free to learn the teachings of Jesus or to not. But like all education, if we don't learn the teachings of the teacher, we can't live life. For example, math. Math is the most perfect of all of the natural sciences and the basis of all existence. All human, all existence whatsoever is based on math. That's why God created it. And math most perfectly reveals God, because there's no beginning, there's no end, just like God. There's always an eternity to math. In any case, back to the story. So you tell the children, look, if you don't learn the teachings of math from your teacher, Joseph here is at Mullen High School, you don't learn the teachings of your math teacher at Mullen High School, Joseph here could never, ever get to the moon if he wanted to go to the moon. Ryan wants to be an astronaut, our second reader. He wants to go to Mars. Can never get to Mars if he doesn't know math well and obey the rules of math. Well, if that's true of any and all of the natural sciences, why wouldn't it be true of the Christian faith? That if we want to become Christ, if we want, if you will, to live with Christ, if we want to go to heaven, then we listen and learn and obey the teachings of Jesus. The teachings of Jesus. And those teachings bring us life. As I say to the kids, if everyone followed the teachings of Jesus, would there be any more war in the world? No. If everyone followed the teachings of Jesus, would there be any more abuse of women or racial disintegration or social incapacity? No. If everyone followed the teachings of Jesus, would everyone be happy, filled with joy, care for one another, respect, honor? Yes. Well, then why doesn't everyone follow the teachings of Jesus? It's a simple proposition, but we don't. We'll get to why in a minute. It's also in the synagogue. So you see, what Jesus is teaching us, for example, is not simply to not steal from your neighbor, as in the commandments, which is true, but to respect your neighbor so much that you wouldn't even consider being a thief in her regard. What Jesus is teaching us is don't simply lie and insult other people, but be a person who is of such respect and love for the other that you wouldn't even consider telling a lie. For whatever gain, power, or purpose you want, you wouldn't even consider insulting someone because you love them. Jesus isn't telling us simply don't commit adultery, which is true, but love your spouse so deeply that that prospect would never even enter into your heart, let alone into your actions. And then if you want to say, well, what did Jesus command us? There's one commandment Jesus gave at the Last Supper. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Love one another as I have loved you. It's the only command that God gave in Jesus. Not love one another as Taylor Swift says love one another. Not love one another as the American Constitution says you can love. Love one another as I have loved you. It's the only command Jesus has given to us. The second thing that Jesus does in the synagogue is what? He exorcises a demon from a possessed person. He enters in the synagogue, and who's the first person to recognize him? The devil. Brothers and sisters, on one hand, the devil is always present in church. He's always present in church. On one hand, he doesn't want people to come to church, but he's always present in church. Why? Because the devil is the divider. The devil wants to divide us, the body of Christ, from the head, from Jesus. So this is where he's going to attack us. And he doesn't want us to be united with one another. He doesn't want us to be friends, to be neighbors, to be disciples. So he's going to attack to separate us from here. The number one reason people leave the Catholic Church is they don't feel welcome in the Catholic Church. And that's the work of the devil, to not join us together in our worship of God and our care for one another. So he knows, I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. You are the Holy One of God. And Jesus commands him in the Greek, it would be like, shut up. Be quiet. Shut up. He doesn't permit evil to speak, even to the proclamation of who he is as the Holy One of God, because he's got other purposes in wanting to proclaim that, even though it's the truth. Be quiet and come out of him. And that's the second thing that Jesus is about. And the first place to know and to receive this gift is he wants to exorcise evil from our hearts. He wants to exorcise evil from our community. He wants to exorcise evil from our world. So on one hand, he's come to teach. He is the Holy One of God. And the other side of that coin is, and his teaching leads to the giving over of evil, giving it up, giving it away, growing as him, the Holy One, the Holy Ones of God. The Latin word for to educate is educare, out of, to lead out of. Education is not to put into, education is to lead out of. And what does it mean to lead out of? First of all, a kid who loves math already has math within her, math within him. The teacher just draws it out. Out of her is the math, out of him is the science that's already there. But otherwise, too, out of ignorance. Out of the ignorance of a baby. Out of the ignorance of one not educated. And we can apply that to the Christian faith, too. Jesus' teaching is an education. Out of what? Out of our humanity into his divinity. Out of our evil in our hearts into his holiness and ours. Out of our earthly existence into our heavenly existence. Bible, B-I-B-L, basic instructions before leaving earth. It's that simple. So that's why we're here. That's why, please, come back every Sunday. Because the devil doesn't want you here. The devil doesn't want any of these people he has come to divide from one another, with one another, and with the Lord. So on one hand, practically, if we don't follow the teachings of Jesus to go to the synagogue, to go to the church every Sunday on the Lord's Day, then the implications we're well aware of in our lives, in our community, and in our world. We all need fertilizing now and then. Sometimes it stinks, especially if it's organic fertilizing. But chemical too, that's not a good smell to the chemical fertilization. But then when we are with the teachings of Jesus, watered with the renewal of our baptisms, and live with the grace of the Holy Spirit to grow strong, not as grass or as a stalk of corn, but as a human, and therefore as Christ. Wow! Everyone will live happily ever after. And it won't stink. God bless.